Freelance musicians have been struggling financially and emotionally since the coronavirus wiped out their performances and livelihoods. But a Boston-based jazz singer, educator, and yodeler found a new way to create connections while highlighting her economic reality. WBUR's Andrea Shea has her story.
In early March, Gabriela Martina received boxes filled with freshly pressed CDs and vinyl of her new album that took more than 2 years to produce. It's an homage to her childhood home in the Swiss Alps, a farm where her parents raised cows and organic vegetables for 45 years.
Yala, yala.
So I grew up really surrounded by this beautiful trees and animals and, you know, amazing food. The album describes the cycle of the seasons, the really hard work of my mom and my dad. Also just, you know, growing up basically in a paradise.
Sind Farbe für dem Land.
Martina was looking forward to sharing her new songs on a 9-concert European tour slated to start March 10th, but it was canceled because of COVID-19.
I kind of lost all my money for the tour, which is over $30,000. And I was like, okay, the tour is not happening. I'm screwed. And in the next few months, probably, there will be no work for me at all. So I was just like, okay, what can I do to keep myself busy and sane and healthy?
The 35-year-old New England Conservatory master student came up with a project she calls Dinner with My Neighbor.
I cook and I invite somebody who would like to eat with me. Then they come and pick it up, and as soon as they're home, they'll text me, and then we Zoom or we FaceTime with each other and enjoy the dinner.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Hello. We can't see you yet. There we go.
Hey.
Hello.
On this night, Martina and her husband are having a virtual dinner with a couple in Ashland, Peruvian percussionist Jorge Perez Albela and Italian singer Cici Castrogiovanni. They all went to Berklee College of Music.
What is this? It was smelling so good. I was in the car and I was like trying to guess.
The dish is called Senna Rösti, and the Rösti is kind of like something like hash brown. And Senna, that's like a word or a name for like somebody who lives in the Alps.
Mm. Huh?
This is very tasty.
Yes.
Martina's been making food for friends, students, and colleagues every day since lockdown. So far, she's tried more than 70 different recipes and posts videos for each one online.
Hi and welcome to Dinner with My Neighbor. It's the 71st day here in Boston, Massachusetts, and today we have May 25th. What we're going to do today is...
In the videos, Martina mentions her professional plight, and she says people have responded by donating more than $7,000.
For me, a big goal is to kind of be able, at some point, whenever this madness is over, to take my musicians, my 6 musicians, and go over to Europe and present this album of mine. It's kind of like a weird feeling of not being able to give them the work that I promised them. I just would like to make that happen someday.
But Martina says her deeper motivation for making these meals is human connection, because a lot of people are lonely right now.
It's really also just be there for somebody and, hey, I'm still here. Yes, we cannot hug each other, but let's stay connected. Like, how are you doing? You know, tell me about your day. What did you do today? Like, how is your family? Like, it's just caring and sending a little bit of kindness into the world.
The musician says she shared meals with more than 100 guests from 23 different countries, and she hopes more of us will be inspired to try doing something similar with our own friends and neighbors. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Can you hold me tight before I get on board? Tears don't show, out of sight they flow. Sound touched the naked seed of my soul. Your lonely.
vultures call my name with a different voice. Well, I can choose.